And I think you can hear the difference in those two languages. Now, Tolkien said, and no one has ever believed him, but I think it's probably true, that he invented all of his mythology and all of his worlds and all of his stories so that he could have someone to speak his two invented languages. But he really did start the languages first and worked on them first. And he shared them with his wife and his close confidants. And while people seemed very interested and they thought the languages were beautiful, it was also clear that they didn't really understand what was driving him to invent his own languages. Now, with his skills at grammar and his skills at phonology and his skills at inventing languages, it was a natural thing for Tolkien to go into literary studies. And Tolkien went into medieval literature. That's his academic discipline, also mine. Tolkien had been trained in as hardcore philology as it is possible to be trained in. He was all the way on the side of what he called lang, which he distinguished from lit. However, he was very troubled about Joseph Bright, who'd been his teacher, who he said had gone into Gothic and into philology, and Tolkien said lost his literary soul. Bright became so focused on language for its own sake that he stopped paying attention to literature, and Tolkien didn't want to do that. In fact, what he did is he brought the sensibility of a lover of literature and sensibility as a creative artist to bear on his study of languages. And likewise, he would take what he knew about language to explain literature. And this is why he was such a successful scholar as well as such a successful writer. Tolkien studies both Anglo-Saxon and Middle English works, and I'm going to take a second to explain what that means. The original version of the English language is called either Old English or Anglo-Saxon. And it was spoken in England from about the year 500, maybe the year 400, until 1066, when the Norman conquest comes and French was made the official language of England. Anglo-Saxon sounds like this.
What, Wegar Denemen Yir Dagum, Feod Kuninga Thrim Yefrunan, Hu Tha Athlingas, Ellen Fremadan. Oft shield shafing, shiathana thriatum, monigum maithum, medos etla oftea, eg soda erla sithan erest werth, feas shaft fundin hithas frofreye bead, weox under waltnam, werth mundum thach, othat him ai huilch, sitendra, over ron rada, hu ran shoulda, gomban guldan, that was God kuning.
Those are the first 11 lines of Beowulf, a poem Tolkien knew better than anyone and knew much of by heart. And in fact, when Tolkien used to start his lectures on Beowulf, he would recite the first 50 lines at the top of his voice. I think he did it to scare students out of his classes so he's had fewer papers to grade. But in any event, he would read Beowulf at the top of his voice and reveling in the beauty of the Anglo-Saxon language. Now, after the Norman conquest of 1066, French becomes the official language of England. But the French didn't come and wipe out the entire population of England who were still speaking Anglo-Saxon. What happened is Norman French became the language of the court and the law courts, but the regular people still spoke Anglo-Saxon. And eventually, the two languages blended together to create what's called Middle English. This is the language of Chaucer. And you've heard this if you've ever heard, Juan that April with his sure sote, the drocht of March had perced to the rote, and so forth.